9.5, remote working, best software for interviewing witnesses. Video conferencing tools for interviews. There are a lot of software options available to law firms for conducting interviews. Most of them are not free, and some are expensive. These software programs tend to be geared toward interviewing prospective employees, but they also serve well for interviewing clients and witnesses. However, deciding about paid software is above your pay grade. The office will make that choice. If your firm does not subscribe to any of those software packages, no problem. There are several great free or almost free video conferencing apps and software tools. Zoom. This tool has quickly become a powerful player in the video conferencing game. Spend a couple of hours on it as a moderator so you will be able to use it like a pro. Skype. The advantage of Skype is that so many have already used it. It is less intimidating than most software for video conferencing and is great for one-on-one online meetings. Skype video, audio, and file transfers are encrypted if you are using Skype to Skype. But if you call a regular phone number instead of a Skype username, the data will not be encrypted. Google Meet, formerly Google Hangouts. While you need to subscribe to Google's G Suite to use this app, it is not expensive. However, there have been more concerns about security with Google Meet, or at least with its predecessor Hangouts, than other conferencing apps. Chapter 9 Wrap-Up. What you should know. After reading this chapter, you should know the following. Relevant skills related to interviewing clients and witnesses. Issues related to styles and techniques of interviewing. The advantages of preparing questions prior to interviewing a client or witness. The three-stage interview process. Assignments. Assignment 9.2. Using the three-stage interview technique, prepare pre-event, event, and post-event questions for your client or for a witness in your client's case. In some cases, post-event questions may not apply because the event is still ongoing. This concludes Chapter 9.